Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Aloha.
Oh, so you got on.
Oh, I'm here, everybody. Yeah. Of course
and,
I am. Aloha.
A big aloha.
Hello, Johnny.
And also today, we have our psychic, Dale Shear and Richard. Are you there, both of you?
Yes.
Okay.
I am here. Excited. I am always excited for your show, Dale.
Well, thank
Every
you.
Every Friday.
It's you, too, that makes part of it. And when you're not here,
but before,
get nervous.
I want to say something. I was going to say something because the only reason is that I wanted to make sure we said this. I've said this before. I forgot to say, you know, last week I wanted to thank Barbara for really helping Dale out because she really needed help. So, Barbara, thank you for helping Dale out. That was really nice of you.
Well, you're welcome, but I didn't end up having to do anything because then
care of. Not really. My husband made the whole site in 4 hours. We did what Johnny said, which was go to that, what is that? What's the name of that
Internet
site?
Internet Archive. Yes.
Internet Archives. We found my site. So then we pulled it up. And then he pasted and copied, and then we changed things and updated things and made things really pretty. But we have trying to get it hooked up. Wix is trying to get it hooked up to Big GoDaddy. And he has one more thing to do, and then it'll go live, and it has to go to Google, but it's taking forever. So whenever it gets there, it gets there.
Okay, good. Well, sounds like
I realized.
You updated it.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to do it unless I was sitting next to you and telling you, gee, I want this or I want that or I want this or we have this pictures. But we have it right at our own disposal in a different computer. Like I have several pictures of Johnny Carson. I put that in there and of my teacher and I put that in there. So, you know, like if you were to do it, there's no way I could have done it unless I was sitting next to you.
Right. It's so much better to just have everything right there. And I'm glad your husband is technical and is able to do it. And I can't wait to see the new update.
Oh, I can't wait to see it either. I just wanted to go live. They charge you $348 for 2 years. That's not bad, you know?
No, that's very good.
You ought to look at Wix. I think you would be very impressed with it.
Okay. Cool.
But you got to follow it to a T, and he's never done this before, so I got to give him a lot of credit.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a good feeling when you take on something and then it turns out good, and then you realize, hey, I can do it myself. That's a great feeling.
That's right. That is. So that's the only reason I didn't use you. Not that I didn't believe in you, which I do. It's even Blythe was saying use Barbara, but then we don't know what we're doing. And then when we got to Wix, it said it was pretty easy. And basically it is, but it's just like we're adding a whole bunch of things to our website that we never had before. So it's
yes, and it would have been back and forth, calling and showing and back and forth when you don't need that, when you have him.
No, I don't need that.
So that's
right. I bug him enough.
Perfect.
So, Johnny, you said we had some phone calls?
We sure do. Area code 302, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jackie calling from Delaware.
Hi, Jackie from Delaware. But we've never had a call from Delaware. I'm from Jersey, but I've never been there.
We're the first state.
Are you the smallest state? I forgot if it was you or...
No, we're the first state.
The first state. What does that mean?
The first state to sign the Constitution. So that's why they say that.
Oh, okay. Cool. That's so glad. You can teach us a lot of things. And you're from Delaware. And I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
Jackie.
What can I do for you, darling?
I'm wondering about my job and or my love life.
Okay, job. Where are you working now?
I work full-time and part-time, and I'm a counselor. I'm a licensed professional mental health counselor.
Mm. Are you tired of doing that, darling?
Pardon me?
Are you tired of doing that?
No, because it's a second act for me. Like, I just turned 60 in January, so I'm planning on doing it, and you know, till I'm like 65 or so. But I just became licensed. I went back to school in my mid-50s to get a master's degree.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of counseling. You don't need a degree, but I do a lot of counseling. And the problem I have found with it can be people you're dealing with are very down, and you're trying to lift them up and give them ways and altercations. And it's a little hard sometimes because it gets to you. So what type of work do you want to do right now?
Well, I want to do that, but I want to get paid more. Because now that I'm licensed, I'm supposed to get a pay raise, and it hasn't happened yet, and I'm getting annoyed.
Well, I don't blame you. It will happen, and especially if you threaten to go elsewhere, it will happen way faster than you think. You know,
I emailed the director, and I was like, I would like to know what the pay raise is, and I would like to have it in writing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wouldn't get too pushy because he's, you know, he may not get back to you right away. But don't do that. I mean, just either look for a different job where you'll make a lot more money, which you will. There's no doubt in my mind in the next few months. If you look somewhere else, you will get something. Or if you stay where you're at, you're kind of pushing him. And what I have learned lately is men don't like to be pushed. So they back down, or they don't, or they ignore you.
He was the one that came to me and said, oh, next Friday or next Monday we're going to talk about your new licensure and your pay raise. And that was last Friday he did this. And so on Thursday of this week, I nudged him again with an email because he was the one that brought it up first, the first time.
Okay.
But he never followed through.
Well, isn't that the case? It will go up and you will get more money and it will be successful, but don't push him too much. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't keep emailing him or be obsessive and email him and go, you said this and you said that and I'm waiting. Just let it go. Let it go for now, and it'll come around to you. And if you want to apply somewhere else, you'd almost make double the money.
Yeah, I did apply someplace else, and they presented the salary at one thing, and then right before I got to see the main person, they presented the salary to be something different. So I was like, forget it. I'm not wasting my time.
Well, that's not the only that's only one. Try 10. So don't worry about it. Try 10.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ought to know better.
Yeah.
You know, you just like can't believe, you know, people talk out of school and they don't know what they're talking about. And this is something they want to do. But there is just such a big desire to hire people right now all over the world. So just keep at it and you're going to get it. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, love life. Who's Robert or Bob? Do you know?
I have a brother-in-law named Bob.
Okay. You need to call him or something in the family is not quite right. So you need to find that out, okay?
Okay.
I also get Dawn. Or Dwayne. I don't know why I'm getting these names. Do you know either one?
I don't.
Okay. You have someone coming in. Do you meet people online or do you meet them in person?
No, I won't do online.
Okay, I don't blame you. So you're meeting them. Well, then how are you putting it out there that you want to see somebody and meet someone?
I'm just doing it by, like, word of mouth with friends.
Okay. Because that is a good thing to do. I do see a friend trying to hook you up with somebody, and that will work out fine. So I do see you with someone in the next few months, and there's those D or something in the name, and I see it to be a very positive thing. And you kind of like this guy instantly because you're not that kind of person. You kind of really decide on people, and you kind of look in 50 different directions about them. You look at the nails, you look at the shoes, you'll check them. You'd even check the bank account if you could. But, I mean, it's just like, you know, you will find the right one in the next few months.
Even if I'm not what?
If you're not what?
I will find the right one even if I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, in the next few months. But through your friends, I do believe that's the way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Well, thank you.
And congrats on your degree.
Oh, thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, that is so cool. Wow, that was positive. She got a really good reading.
Yeah, she's going to be fine. She questions everything, and sometimes I used to do that a lot. Now with Richard and my husband, I don't do it as much. I don't question it.
You learned a lot about men.
Oh, God. Yes, I have. And it's really weird.
Too much
Richard and
men.
My husband are pretty much almost a lot alike. And
yeah.
So I'm learning. They get along great.
Well, that's a good thing, since y'all live together.
Well, yeah, it works out good.
Mm-hmm. I bet that your husband's so happy that you have Richard, because he's like your partner. You have lunches together. It takes a lot of pressure off the husband, actually.
We have a doggy, remember? So the dog, no matter what, he's almost 100 pounds, and he's a German Shepherd, and he's a year and a month old, and he wants things his way. So you have to take him everywhere you go, or he gets very upset. So it's rough. I got to wait for the winter so I can go out more that way. So right
Lucky
now,
dog.
Bud stays home. Yeah, well, that's his name, Lucky.
I know.
He's a Leo.
But he is so
lucky. He's a Leo.
He sounds like he's a manipulator.
Oh, God, yes. Oh, God, yes. He's
That's
unreal.
Funny.
He'll go and he'll throw his toy on top of his daddy's head and, you know, and squeak it, squeak it, squeak it, squeak it. And then Blythe won't ignore him, and then he'll do it again and again and again until Blythe gets up and takes him outside and he wants to run around the yard at 100 miles an hour. Until he gets all his energy out, then he comes in and goes to sleep.
Uh-huh. It is a lucky life.
Yeah, it is lucky.
He's leading. Yes. And your place?
It
sounds like you have no stress in your voice today. I bet it's coming along, your new place.
Oh, my new place is definitely coming along. I'm not even worried about that at this point. What I'm concerned with is getting my psych linked up. It's been very hard at this point from GoDaddy to Rix. I mean, it's just domain name. Whatever. We'll get it done.
Thank goodness it's not missing or lost.
No, thank God. Thank God for you guys that you found it.
Gosh, I know, Johnny. What if you didn't find that, Dell? Would you still think
I'd
that
have
it's
to
just
start
gone forever?
Yes, I would have had to start from the beginning and make a whole new site. But Wix gives you a choice of, you need to hear this, Barbara, it needs to give you a choice of 450 sites that you can choose from. And then you can erase their stuff of something you find and put your stuff in.
Don't forget the archive.
Good.
Yeah, the archive.
Okay, what is that called again, Jimmy? I mean, Johnny.
Internet Archive. Archive.org. It's actually, what's interesting is that I was telling Dale the other day, you can actually, look at Google the first week it existed. Like, you can actually see, I told you that, Dale. It's like you can actually go to MySpace and see what it used to look like. You can look at Facebook, what Facebook looked like the first week it existed.
Yeah, but my question is, how do they make money? It's all for free.
Well, they take donations. They take donations.
You know,
but
they're unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, my site got hacked. And, I mean, because GoDaddy says, oh, we don't send out emails asking for money. So my site got hacked. And why? I don't know. But anyway, so I had to find it in Internet Archives and, you know, .org.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They are.
So we got it. We have another caller?
We sure do. Area code 516.
Give out your number.
And for this
call, please.
The number is 516-531-9874. Are you there, caller?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is
How are you? This is Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
How
are
you
doing? Calling from? We're doing
I'm calling from New York.
New York? What part?
Long Island.
Everybody that calls us is from Long Island. I love it. And I'm from Jersey. I'm from Newark. I was, you know.
Oh, okay. Newark, New Jersey,
to,
yeah.
I was cool. Born there. You know.
Oh, really?
Beth Israel, yeah, Beth Israel Hospital on the lap. My mom would always drive by there and say, that's where you were born, on the top floor. So that was cool. Anyway, I miss Jersey. So, but in Long Island is beautiful, and a lot of the wealthy people live there, excuse me.
Yeah.
But
yes.
How can I help you?
So I applied for a position as an executive assistant to a CEO
mm-hmm.
on September 10th through a recruiter. I've been friendly with her for maybe since May.
Mm-hmm.
And then I applied to other positions as well through other avenues as well, another recruiter and Indeed and all that other good stuff. And they're all for an executive assistant position. So I'm just calling
Got it.
To see if you see anything coming to fruition for me. I'm not really liking what I do right now. So
okay, let
I
me stop and ask you this.
Yeah.
Can you
yeah.
apply directly to them or do you have to go through a recruiter?
No, I can apply directly. I mean, this position just happened to be through, you know, a recruiter. But I have applied to another position. That was at the end of August. I haven't heard anything from them.
You got to call them back or you got to email them or whatever they do nowadays. You got to stay on top of it. I mean, it's not the old days where you pick up the phone and you talk to somebody. You know, it's sad. But anyway, have you tried Apple or have you tried Google?
You mean applying to Apple or Google?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't. I haven't even thought of it.
But you have skills for it, correct?
I mean, yes, they have a position for an executive assistant. That would be awesome.
I'd like you to apply to either one or both.
Okay.
Because I see something available along those lines. And you will be, you're going to get something if you apply directly right away. If you go through Headhunter, it may take a little while longer, but you are going to get something really quick. Why is everybody looking in Long Island? Why is everybody looking for jobs?
Oh, no, I would look somewhere else. I mean, I would look to Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a great place to work.
I don't necessarily want to stay in Long Island, you know. I would.
Well,
you know, work
yeah,
in the city. Manhattan. I worked in the city before. So.
Yeah, Manhattan's a great place. It's a great place to work. It's a great place to have fun. It's enjoyable. You get to see all the Broadway shows. It's wonderful. My cousin lives at North Bergen, New Jersey, and it's
mm-hmm.
a lot of the higher-ups, and it's not that far to New York, and they always have things there, too. So I would say definitely get something implied in New York, implied in Manhattan. Go for it.
Okay.
It's going to happen.
All right.
Did you want to know anything else?
I mean, that's really it. I mean, I just want to find a new job. I really just don't like what I'm doing right now. So that's really just like my only concern.
Okay. Because I also definitely see you moving. So It's a start packing now because it's going to happen rather quickly. And when it does, give us a call back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Okay,
thank
Johnny, you,
you
want to give your phone number out, please?
Sure. 516-531-9874.
And that's for free reading if you want one.
Mm-hmm.
Or just to talk to us. We don't care. Right, Barbara?
That's
Barbara,
right.
Kinda...
But no, who wouldn't want one? Who wouldn't want a free reading? It's exciting.
Who wouldn't
want
to talk to us? That's what I get.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're the only ones who can't think of anything because we have you around us as our friend, our personal friend. So sometimes I'm thinking, what do I want to ask Dale? And I can't think of anything sometimes, but out there, they don't have access to you like we do.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's true. I see you going to do a commercial. There's something happening in Vegas for you, actually, that's going to be upcoming in the next few months or less.
Oh. Good.
So it's going to be fun, and there's a little bit of money involved with that. Nice ticket, so it'll be good.
And a nice, what was the last little thing you said? And a nice
ticket,
what?
And possibly a private jet. I know you've done this before, but this is new.
Okay. Well, yes, I like this thing about the ticket. Cool. Well, I was asked again to go for Halloween, but that's for fun, and this is for work, you're saying, the Vegas trip.
Wait, what did you say for Halloween? For what?
I have been invited to go to Vegas for Halloween.
Yeah, but what about work for that?
No, it is not a work thing. So this what you're talking about is different than that. So it's separate.
I
do too. That's exciting.
I was picking up Vegas.
I like how you picked up names for the first caller because they might not know, but this isn't happening all the time where you see a name and you kept seeing, you saw like four names with that caller. That was interesting.
Yeah.
You see any names for me?
I do that all the time. I do that all the time when I do my regular readings. And my regular readings for private consultation is 808-372-1816. And they run anywhere from $50 to $100. But my website is down for right now because we're working on it. But it'll be up soon, and I'll let you know.
Yeah. Awesome. Plus, you're on Facebook. They can reach you.
Yeah,
I'm on Facebook. Or the number you just gave. They have your direct number. What else do they really need, right?
That is true. So, is there anybody else, Johnny?
There most certainly is. Okay, area code 959, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, who's this?
My name is Faithful.
Your name is what?
Faithful. I get this a lot because I have such a rare name. It's like Stacy, but with the soul at the end.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm from Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay. Are you on speaker, sweetheart? Because I'm having a hard time understanding you.
Yeah, I am.
Can you get off a speaker and just go on house phone or on phone?
Sure. Can you hear me better now?
Oh, God, yes. Yes. Somehow the speaker doesn't always do it with our advanced technology. What city are you in right now?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Where are you located right now?
I live in Central Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut, okay. Another place I haven't been to yet. All right, how can I help you?
So I am going through a lot. I mean, I've been going through this for past maybe a little over a couple of years now, and I can never find a break out of this. I've been very saturated with debts, and I'm just going through a lot of financial hardship. a lot of financial distress. And I just, yeah.
And you are
like
not
sometimes
the only
I don't
one.
Know.
let me ask you this. Do you, is a credit card debt a lot of it?
A lot, yes. Actually, just
all right,
a few
I just
days ago. Yep.
I want to say something to you. I'm not advocating it, but I'm going to take it for what it's worth. They're unsecured loans when they're with charge cards. So if for some reason you don't pay it, there's nothing they can do. And if they call you, you can block them. And after a while, because your credit's already ruined, after a while, they go away or they sell it to collection agencies. And who wants to pay a collection agency? So you just kind of ignore it, okay?
Right.
So I want to let you know that that happens. That's a way out.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I was doing, well, actually, I wanted to mention last Monday, this recent Monday, I had to go to court. Because I was thrown into court for that. Yeah. And but a lot of it has led me up to, I guess I got scammed for like a debt settlement thing, but now it's like I have to file bankruptcy because of how bad it is.
Well, you know what? Bankruptcy isn't that bad. I mean, you know, if you have to do it, you have to do it. And you start over and you start fresh. And then you'd be okay.
Yeah.
So I think that would be one of your best solutions. It'd be okay because after so many years it goes away and it's not on your record at all. So, you know, you've been trying for 3 years to rectify this or more, and it's not being rectified. So get some help professionally, whoever those people are that help you, and it will be rectified.
Okay. Yeah, because I've been trying to do file bankruptcy, and the lawyer told me, he was like, are you, like, current on your car payment? And it's like, for the past 6 months, it's like, I couldn't even keep up with my payment because he told me that, you know.
But unfortunately, I'm the wrong person to talk to on this, so I can't help you because you need someone that knows all the ins and outs, all right?
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I can't help you. Do I see sunshine after the rain? Yeah, there's light at the end of the tunnel. So just keep at it and go to the right people and do what you need to do. And it'll work itself out.
Okay.
Okay. But thank you for calling today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Barbara?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Are
callers? You there today or are
you
tired?
Callers are great. Oh, no. No, but I did type in your name, your DaleShear.com, and something is up. I don't know if it's the old or the new, but I see it.
You're kidding. Just a minute.
Barbara said that something's up on my site. At DaleShear.com. Would you go look?
He's going to go look. Sorry.
But he did put life, happiness, and laughter. Excuse me, hold on. Life, happiness, and laughter as the title instead of life, laughter, happiness. And I sent that to you just a little. Probably he got it mixed up a little bit
there.
I
think my husband just said it's up. But wait, it's supposed to be life, what?
Life, laughter,
life
happiness.
Instead of life, happiness, and laughter, it's, well, as you know, it's life, laughter, happiness. So,
well, what did
that.
I put?
I'll send you the typo.
Wait, can you see my site?
I do, and I love
it.
And it is better. It is very nice. I love the font. I love how it's easy to
well, go to photos.
Maneuver.
Barbara, go to photos.
Yes.
It's at the bottom.
Okay.
We couldn't make it bright on the top. My husband just got all excited. He goes, it's up, it's up. He's working
cute.
On it for hours.
Johnny, Carl, Peter, Kirkos.
Looks
here.
Great. I love the photos. I can pull for here to for our promos. Oh, I love
yeah,
the
and
Johnny
I put,
Carson signed to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it.
You see
it's
it?
Up.
Oh, I'm so glad everybody sees it. It's up. It's up. Well, I can actually put it out now. DaleShear.com. DaleShear.com. If you want to go to
you
my site.
It, yeah. I do see what you're saying, though, about the name of the show being wrong. It's Life, Laughter, Happiness, not Life, Happiness, and Laughter.
Okay, Blythe, just a minute. You need to change it. Life, Laughter, Happiness, Johnny said. Well, when we called you that day, when we called you that day, this is what you told me, so we'll change it. The thing about this site is we can change anything on it. That's
oh,
what I love about it.
I love all the photos.
You know, it's
funny.
Look,
you
I
didn't
have
them on your last time.
I have
Barbara,
a story about that. About this. I was so funny. When I first started the show doing it, I this lesson taught me never again to be nervous over the phone, because what happened was I actually called Joan Rivers' assistant to try to get her on the show so I could interview her. Well, the assistant called me back. And she said, well, what's the name of the show? And I froze. I couldn't tell her. So,
I've had that happen.
Which
I know
killed
what you're talking
pitch. About. Which killed the pitch. Oh. I mean, you know, she said, you didn't even know your name of your own show. Oh, okay. I mean, it just immediately lady got phoned. But I realized that after that, it didn't make sense to ever be that way. You know, I mean, the people we talk to don't want us to be that way. And I'm telling you, I mean, ever since then, I knew the name of my show. I couldn't tell her the name. I was so nervous. I was.
Well, that happens. Oh, no. That happens. I swear,
yes.
I had something very similar in school. They picked me to do the Shakespearean Festival in high school in Los Angeles. I had studied a little bit of Shakespeare, but anyway, I was supposed to represent the school. And, you know, it was big. I mean, it was huge. It was at UCLA and all these. You walk into the room and you're supposed to recite what you have memorized, which I was very good at memorizing. Anyway, when I got in the room, I went blank. Nothing came out of my mouth. Absolutely nothing. I just wanted to die.
Whoa.
You know, it's
worst
been rough.
Fear.
So, Barbara, go through this site. Tell me what you see.
I am. Oh, I love it. I love how you have all your book covers displayed and how to order the books directly from you. And you can get a personal autograph on them. 1, 2, 3, 4. It is really updated. Good job.
Thank you.
Dale.
Thank you.
From now on, in the show description, I will put that website.
Thank
you. Do you want me to do that? Okay, I'll do that from now on.
Yeah.
You
need to put it on YouTube and Roku and everywhere you can.
Good.
But let me get your – all right, Barbara, text me the proper way so I can tell him. He can change it.
Okay, I will.
Wait a minute. Live?
Right now.
Can you change the name of the show? Yeah. Okay, it's called what now? Life? Hello?
Laughter. Happiness.
Laughter.
I have his number. I'm going to send it directly to him. Life.
Yes.
I'm sending it to him right now. Life, laughter, happiness.
He's sending it to you. Life, laughter, happiness.
And
he says it looks great.
Yes. Good job, Blythe. And I circled where the mistake was. I marked it up, and I'm sending that as well. Okay. So.
Okay. But go ahead,
you guys. I've got
this.
That covered.
We can change everything. We've been waiting so long for this to come up here. He has worked his ass off, you know, on how does it come up? I don't know. He left. But that's anyway.
You sounded like a Jersey girl just now.
Why? Why?
Yeah, he worked his ass off, and the accent, it was so cute. I love it.
Sorry,
and he must love you.
No, it's been coming out lately. The accent has been coming out. I don't know why. It just has. I'm just so excited. I just got excited.
I can feel the excitement, too. And, you know, this is your body of work all in one website. Of course you're excited about it. And it looks great because that is you right there. You know, that's
what
you represent.
Barbara,
representation of
you. You can make anything you want on Wix. It's a little time consuming, but I mean, first off, it's the first time he's ever done it. It's taken him 3 or 4 hours, you know, and then he was fine. And then they asked for this, they asked for that. And then we had to get GoDaddy to release a domain name so Wix could take it. And it was rough. I mean, that part was rough. But other than that, it's been good. I mean, you know, I mean, we will go over it and critique it and fix things that we need to fix in it.
Oh, yeah.
But, Johnny, please put me on the Roku YouTube because we have that listed.
It'll be in the description. It'll be in all the show descriptions. The website will be. Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Barbara,
all right,
you don't sound excited. You got to get excited for me, Barbara.
Oh, I am. Because I'm kind of multitasking. I'm looking at it while I listen and... So I sent that off to your husband, Blythe. I'll send you what I sent him.
Okay.
Okay. I am excited, Dale. I can't believe you can't hear that in my voice.
No, I don't.
Really?
I mean,
oh,
this has been a project. Yeah. I mean, somebody goes and,
it's fixed.
You know.
The name of the show is fixed. She fixed it.
It's fixed.
Oh, see.
It's fixed.
And
thank
control.
You, Johnny. If you didn't give me that internet.org or whatever, I would have never been this way within a week.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check out all my old stuff there, too, and see, hey, I probably am missing some stuff that I haven't seen for years.
That's right.
Oh, you're
going to
check out the Internet Archive is what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you said that, check out, what was that other one everybody used to do? You mentioned it earlier, Johnny. It was something that everybody, what?
MySpace.
Yes. I haven't had
MySpace. I never did that.
Because that kind of, and now it's back again, correct? It's happening again, MySpace, right?
Well, it is, but I think it's sort of changed a little bit. It's sort of viewed as more of a place for musicians. I mean, you know, Facebook was supposed to be for colleges anyway. I don't know. It's just one of those things.
I don't know if you can get into Facebook. Because I forgot my password and username for Facebook. So I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, boy.
But Barbara, see if you can get into Facebook.
Okay. I will. Definitely.
And yeah.
Okay, Johnny.
Right at the minute of the show starting instead of a few minutes before you guys. You worry, sir. And I'm so sorry you were worried. Because it was because I was on the phone with Apple. They have the new 13 phone. I found iPhone out, and I'm going to get it.
Oh, God. I'm trying to get Richard not to get it. It's not worth
it's
it.
Amazing.
Oh, it's
you can shoot a
amazing.
Video like it's a real movie. It's
you
just
know what?
Phenomenal.
They don't. They have it on Samsung like that, the flip phone. They can do the same thing. Do you know, on that Apple, they can't find parts for it. So just be careful. Don't just run off and get it. The parts are in different countries, and they're not releasing it.
Hmm. Okay, I'll be careful.
Hmm. All right.
Okay, do
well,
we have another one, John?
We sure do. Area code 610, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Dale. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. Who's this?
This is Sonia. I am calling from Pennsylvania. How are you?
Fine, dude. Fine. Did you take a look at my site? It just got...
What's it called again?
It's Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com.
Oh, okay. That's quite a mouthful. And you guys maybe, because I'm not even at a computer now, so I'll have to go there.
Do you have like a pencil? Why can you change the name of the show? Oh, he already changed it. He changed the name of the show. Cool. Okay. How can I help you?
I wanted to actually ask a question about my present job.
God, everybody is work-oriented.
Well,
where are you located?
I mean, I'm in Pennsylvania, but I work remotely. Well, my original company used to be in Arizona, but we were bought out by a company that's now in Florida. Now, the thing is, this was all announced to us the CEO of the my previous company was very secretive, and he would only give us bits and pieces. We finally found out who the company was, and the same day when they announced it, the next day, we had like a meeting, and then we were told separately in separate meetings, a group of us would stay, a group of us would go. The ones that are leaving, of course, are not getting kicked out right away. They're getting like 3 months. They're giving them a nice package, and they're helping them find another job, okay? So
that's,
I don't have to worry about that because,
That's good they're doing that.
Right. So they're not like, hey, you're out of here. They're giving you a kick in the butt, and that's it. No, they're being nice
about
it.
No, that's very good what they're doing.
Right.
So,
right.
You're one of the ones that are left?
Yeah, so I'm in that group that all of us are staying. So we sign new contracts, you know, now we are owned by
the company.
So my question is, this company has other sub-companies, so it got big, very big, right? And it's like starting a new job, even though I'm doing my job, but I'm being integrated with other teams. So I'm 4 years at this company. I just want to know what's in store for me.
You techie people. All I can say is this. You will go from department to department to department, and you will learn a lot, more than you've ever learned in your whole life. You will learn a lot. So it's really, really, really important. And don't worry about it. More money will come, and it's a learning curve and a learning experience that's going to be really popular.
Okay. I mean, I have to my advantage.
Huh?
Like, for example, I'm bilingual, and I told my boss that, and he was like, oh, okay. So I'm a fast learner, you know.
I've already answered your question. You're going to be exceptionally good. It's going to be good not to worry. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara? He changed the show. Can you see it?
Let's see here. Yes, I see it, and it's perfect.
Okay.
And I also checked your Facebook. And, it's fine.
What?
It's working just fine.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. You can get on my Facebook?
I'm there. Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm so excited. Barbara, you
have
no idea how excited I am.
Now,
usually.
On
your Facebook, you have a direct link to your website, which is working perfectly. To the new site.
Oh, no. So excited. That Wix is awesome. You can change anything you want, and you can add pages, you can add all kinds of things.
Yeah, but that sounds just exactly like all the rest of them. Same features.
But it's easy. It's for the beginner, Wix. If my husband can do it.
GoDaddy is like elementary school, first grade. They all have the same thing. A little different pricing.
GoDaddy charges $1,200 to put up a site on up. And Wix only charges.
Well, if you hire their people.
Yeah.
And what if you hire Wix's people? And you,
no,
which
Wix
you did
can't
not
work
do
on
because your
Wix.
Husband did it.
No. Wix doesn't have people. You're dealing with a computer. That's all you're dealing with. You don't have to talk.
I'm
going to
check
That's
it out.
That's the problem.
Still,
you don't,
I'm
going to
check
okay.
it out, but I already did buy it with GoDaddy, my website builder thing. So I already did purchase it.
How long ago?
Just a few days ago when I bought the domain for the Barbara Moore Show.
Oh, okay. Whatever. But check out Wix, too. You might want to be on them as well because you can put any site you want on there. Okay.
All
right.
I want to say
I'm
something about
I'm trying to make Barbara happy.
I'm sorry.
I
I'm just
going
to say something about today's caller. That's all. But okay, go on.
She feels, Johnny, why would she feel like I'm not happy? Because I'm having a great day. Yesterday was a different story. And I don't know why. I did Pilates today. I'm so happy. Everything's working. I really have it together today to where my brain and my body, everything is in sync and feeling great. And she's getting vibes that I'm not.
Well, I just want you to be happy that I got my site up after a week. It's taken that long to get it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I can make it elaborate. I can make it elaborate, but I didn't want
to. Because it's similar to how it has always been, which is informational. But I love how he added so many more new photos, because that's what people, they love looking at photos and engaging.
I know.
Them.
Yeah, had a whole bunch, and there's more, and there's pictures I did of the waves. I did them personally in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
So, all kind of stuff.
Your
that I,
photography.
Yeah, my photography, yeah. It's,
and those are gorgeous, by the way.
The
Donnie, have you seen those? Photos that Dale did as a photographer of the beautiful scenery in Hawaii.
Are you asking me?
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, I am asking you.
Well, I haven't seen them yet. Are they on the site?
Yes.
Go to
photos.
Go to photos.
Okay.
Go to photos and check it out.
Oh, I see. This is great.
Great new photos. On radio shows,
all
the radio shows,
those
and
are
even
all the
Lucky.
People. Those are all. That's
Lucky has
Lucky,
a middle
dog.
Name.
Yes, he has a middle name.
What does that mean?
Hawaiian Kalo'e is Hawaiian for rascal.
I knew it was a Hawaiian name. Lucky Kalo'e. Is that proper pronunciation? Kalo'e.
Yes.
Kalo'e Shear. Lucky Kalo'e Shear.
Yes. He has a, isn't he precious?
Yeah. He only weighed 90 pounds at that time. Now he weighs almost as much as I do.
No. I don't know. He goes to the doctor on the 30th to get his checkup. So I don't know what he weighs, but I don't know. He's not that heavy anymore. He's
you
pretty
said
good.
100 pounds, and I weigh 112,
no, that's
so we're the same
every,
size.
Every time, no, every time he jumps on the bed, he attacks Richard, and Richard thinks he's being attacked by a 100-pound dog.
Well, Richard's the one who's being quiet today. That's who's being quiet today is Richard.
That's probably
because
he's
Richard, are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Well,
I'm like being attacked
the
with
off.
A 100 pounds of fur.
So, can I put the call through?
Yes.
Okay. This person, before I put this person on, and I know that dogs are one of your soft spots, so I'm going to go ahead and bring it on. Area code 216.
It is a soft spot, but I'm going to tell you right now, if it's a sad question or the dog has passed away, I can't deal with it and I won't do it.
No,
it's not.
There you go, 216.
Okay.
There, Wendy.
Okay, it's not.
Jared,
she's on the air. Hi,
okay,
Carl.
Hi,
you're on.
Hi, my name is Sharon. How are you this evening?
Fine, and where are you calling from?
The state of Ohio.
Ohio. Would you check out my site, Dale?
I haven't, but I heard you guys talking about it. I know, I haven't checked it out yet.
It's Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, SCHEAR.com. And it has a picture of my little boy on it.
Oh. D-A-Y. I'll remember that, too, because you spell it with a Y. Dale, okay. I'll look. Oh, my God. I'd love to see it. I'll look on the website. Yeah, you just got it up tonight. Congratulations, by the way.
We just got it up while
exciting.
I was on the air.
I know. I know. I was listening. I know. That's a big step. I mean, that's wonderful. It is.
Well, it was hacked. So, and Johnny told me where to find it, which was that in the archives, and I found it, and then we redid it. So, just all excited. So, what state are you calling from?
Ohio.
Oh, Ohio. And your name?
Sharon.
I'm sorry. I went blank. All right, how can I help you?
That's all right. Don't worry about it. My dog is named Olive.
Mm-hmm.
I've had her for about 6 months. I first fostered her, then I couldn't let her go. I adopted her. I just want to know if you can pick up any health issues with her.
I would need a picture of her, sweetheart. I would need to
would
do
you?
An actual reading on that. That would cost about $50, and I would need it sent to my phone in order to look at her to see if there were problems.
And can you pick up anything on her? If not health?
Well, not without looking at
her. I think she's healthy.
Of
her. Oh, so you can't answer.
Well,
okay.
No. Why would you worry about it?
Well, she was emaciated when I got her. She was a skeleton. And I just got her up to her weight now. She's perfect. She's about 48 pounds. She's a big one, a big little dog. And she's having a little bit of trouble with her tummy. Her stool is a different color. And I think it's because I started giving her wet dog food. I don't think
okay,
she's
no,
sick
no,
because...
no. Don't think. Don't think. I'm telling you right now, there is a problem there. Take her to the vet. If you just try to do it on your own, you'll mess it up.
I'm taking her tomorrow. I'm giving him a sample.
Then call me back and let me know what, you know, it is. It's 808-372-1816. It's something that right now can be resolved and can be fixed.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. My dog is a recovered dog, too. They have him chained up all the time, so I know. Now he runs free.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
It was weird. Because she doesn't act sick. We walk every weekend 2 miles. I mean, tomorrow
we'll
take her.
Yeah, but dogs don't act sick, and they don't cry, and they don't have pain. Just take her and take a sample of the stool with you when you go.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. That was it.
Thank
you for calling. Hello.
Thank you, Sharon.
Hi here.
Thank you. I love to hear Sharon's voice. When I first came on Life, Laughter, Happiness a few years ago, she was there. I remember Sharon very well, and she's been a constant, loyal listener. So thank you,
wonderful.
Sharon.
That is wonderful. So, Barb, was there anything else you wanted to ask me?
Oh. Yes. Okay. You know what? I'm sitting here. I decided not to get a dog. I've got my two little birdies. I decided not to get a cat. My daughter's 14. She's always with her friends. Football games, boyfriend.
You made the
I'm
right
sitting
decision.
I'm sitting here by myself.
No, but you made the right
I
decision
made the
on both behalf.
The right.
The
okay. Thank
the
you.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you very
the reason
much.
Being,
because
you're
now
always,
I can let that go.
You can be gone in a moment's notice, and dogs don't like that. So they like someone that's home all the time and somebody who wants to be mommy to them and, you know, all the time. And if you want to go somewhere in a moment's notice, with a dog, you can't. With a cat, you can for a couple of days anyway.
Yes, and I already have the lady coming over for the birds, and that's already a bit of a trouble to get the bird sitters when I do. Thank you for confirming that, because then I can let that go. So I'm not going to get that. But, okay, my point is that I started feeling a little lonely for the first time in a long time, a couple of years. And maybe it is time for me to start, you know, dating a little bit. Do you see anything
I would think
in the
so.
Forecast?
I would think so, but I would use the word little bit. You know, just start slow. And
so what's the point then? Like, what's the point? If you meet somebody you really like, should you still hold back? Or maybe it's the one. How do you know when it is the one that is perfect for you, fitting perfectly?
Okay, really simple answer. You know when you know. My first husband, he was driving in Austin. He leased his apartment, and I said, I'm going to marry him. Johnny, I knew. There's stuff you know. It's deep inside in your gut, okay?
So
there's no
okay,
real
so just start
to
dabbling
that.
In it a little bit, and what happens, happens. At least I won't be lonely. Are you saying
that? That is
correct.
Okay. No, it has nothing
Thanks.
To do with that. I don't ever see you being lonely a day in your life.
I know.
You're so...
Well, what's wrong with me then? I'd say I'm bored. That I'm not lonely because I even told Priscilla
well, bored
I'm still lonely. I'm bored.
I have that problem too. I get bored very quickly. So I go out and take a drive or go somewhere and do something different. you know, that helps. That suffices.
All right.
Yeah, but I've been doing that, and it's not working, Dale. So how about upping my game a little bit and, like, say for football season, I can watch
anything. Well, can I tell you what's
here.
Really
I bust
wrong?
The past. Maybe I should go out to be with people.
Barbara,
yes.
Do you want me to tell you what's really wrong? Menopause. It comes and
what,
it goes, just like menopause.
What is really, I thought you said, let me tell you what's really alone, or what did you say?
I said what is really wrong is menopause.
Oh.
That's what's causing you to be lonely and have all those feelings.
Yeah, but, I mean, how long is that going to last? And I exercise.
I don't know.
I
it lasted
dry,
with me for 20 It lasted with me for 20 years. I don't know what to tell you.
I want to do a show about menopause because it seems like it's
yes.
a dirty word out there and people are embarrassed to talk about it. Hey, we can't help
all right,
it.
We should.
You know,
let
you
me
turn
do
a
show with you.
And that's that.
Do the show with you because I've read every book in the world. I have the worst menopause in the world, so I know a lot about it.
Okay.
Okay, I would love to. Johnny will schedule it. And why are you rushing us, Johnny? Every time,
I'm sorry.
You know, Dale and I are trying to talk. I feel that's
why
I have to talk so fast because I feel like I have to hurry up and get my point across before you, you know, I mean, why don't you enjoy what we're saying? Why don't you be in the moment?
He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand menopause, so we have to make him understand.
Too bad. He doesn't understand anything because he's always worried about somebody waiting on the line. They can still hear the show no matter if they're waiting or not. What do we have the next caller? Barbara, cool
it. It's your menopause.
Maybe they were enjoying the menopause conversation. You know,
menopause is kicking in. So let's schedule the show.
I can't wait for 2 years old and right smack dab in the middle of this. Let's see. Put them through.
No, I have been at 47, so I'll never forget one of my producer friends, a gentleman that I worked with. I don't know, I was having an off day, and he looked, and I was bitchy, and he says to me, you're going through the menopause. I go, how dare you? I'm too young to go through the menopause. And I was 47, and I'm going, oh, boy. No, let's do that show as soon as possible.
Okay, next week. Why don't you book that, Johnny boy, and tell us who the next caller is, and I've got a question for the next caller. Please.
Area code 443, you're on the air.
Hey, 443, don't tell me you are a man.
Yeah. I'm not.
Oh, good. Can you relate to what Dale and I were talking about?
I can. Thank you, yeah. It was very
all
intriguing.
Right. See, Johnny? She was listening to the show. It wasn't like she's waiting and waiting, not doing anything. She's waiting on the line.
Barbara.
Did you
care,
ma'am, that you had to wait for a few minutes?
I was afraid I was going to be through menopause before I got to have a question.
Oh, my God. No way.
Oh, is that funny? Are you a stand-up comic?
No, I'm just me.
Well, you should be. Okay. Barbara and I are going to do a show on menopause because people have to understand what it's really about. And I've read every book in the world. I've taught whatever. Anyway, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Suzanne and I'm from Maryland.
Okay, how can we help you?
I just wondered if you saw anything about spiritual work for me, like what I'm going to be doing.
Okay, you're being too... What do you normally do?
I'm a retired school teacher, and right now I'm working as a secretary in a labor and delivery unit, but I'm kind of on a spiritual journey and sort of taking some classes and training, and I just wondered if you had any feelings for what direction I might go in.
Okay, on the spiritual training part, nobody can teach you that. You can go around the world and learn whatever you want to learn, but all that spiritual knowledge is within inside of you. So it's good to read a few books on it, but I wouldn't go out there, you know, looking for it to gurus because you know, it, you'll go around for a year or two, and then you realize, hey, I know all the answers. There was it's within inside of me. So just let it go on the spiritual journey. If it happens, it happens. You know what I mean? If it just happens, it happens. But you don't need that. But what was the first part of your – I see you doing more. What about doing something where you're helping the kids and you're doing – because they're having a heck of the time at home learning, you know, school. So what about tutoring or doing something of that sort?
I could, but – and I figure that eventually what I'll do will be working some with children. But I just wondered if you had any other you know, suggestions or guidance suggestions.
Well, what I see with you is you're going to write a book about it, and I think you should get busy and start helping the kids and start working. And they're going to – people don't know how to help their kids, and there needs to be a book written on how to do it, you know, simply.
Oh, okay.
So exciting. I see you doing that, and I see you helping kids, and it's going to be good.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling.
And just as an aside, I taught during my menopause. So let me just tell
you. What?
I get it.
You what?
I taught while I was in menopause, so I get it.
Oh. Yep. Cool. God bless you.
She taught.
Well, yeah. Wait till you hear the show we do. I got to tell what happened to me during menopause, okay? So, Barbara,
cool.
Get to that. Seriously.
I can't wait, and I'm glad you're excited about doing it. Johnny will schedule that. ASAP, won't you, Johnny?
Yes, I will. Okay?
Okay, we're done with callers. Anyway, you want to do the shout-out, Barb? Because I want to go look
yes.
at my site.
Oh, and so will everybody else. Hey, you guys, great, exciting news. Dale Shear just updated her website with tons of new photos. I think a photo is worth 1,000 words. So you're going to be able to get to know her a lot better. And you can book her all this week for your private, I don't know how long it is. Ask her. An hour session? Better than 5 minutes, I'd say.
Like, yeah, well, yeah, it's whatever.
30 minutes.
I kind of, 30 minutes to an hour, depending on, I'm not time conscious, so depending, you know, when I get through with him.
Okay. And let me give you Dale Shear's, our renowned psychic, the best psychic in the world, according to me. Let me give you her phone number so you can actually call her. 808-372-1811 to book your private consultation and then reading. And you'll be able to find this show and all of her other shows. And all of Dale Shear's shows that she's done with Life, Laughter, Happiness every Friday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel. Go there. Listen to yourself. Save it. Like it. Subscribe to it. And
then give out my website so they can come. Dale, D-A-Y-L-E.
Dale.
Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com.
DaleShear.com, and check it out and visit us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I'm always posting interesting things on there just to inspire you. So this is a great show. We didn't hear much from Richard, but aloha, Richard.
Aloha.
Why are you so quiet?
Yeah.
Well, I've been listening to all these things about menopause. Wow.
Do you want to be on the menopause show, too?
Well, I'm going to listen.
Actually, you know, it's funny. I don't know if I ever told you this story, Dale, but one time I was doing customer service for Walmart, and this lady called in. Now, the rules are that you can only put a supervisor on the phone when they ask for it. So, in other words, I was trapped with this lady. And wouldn't you know it, the lady called in asking about what tampons Walmart sold. And she starts asking me questions about sizes, is it too tight and everything. And everything I could say was, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, and at the end of about 5 minutes of talking to this lady, I was being nice, but what I was really thinking in my mind is, lady, listen to me, okay? I have a deep voice, okay? And my name is Johnny. Now, based on those two facts, shouldn't it tell you that I don't know anything about tampons? Why did I ask you about
this? Johnny, there is something new on TV now on commercials, and I'm blown away. It's the sizes of tampons. It's the size you should use. It's every girl is sitting on the toilet saying, oh, yes, I need a tampon. There are new commercials about it now.
Oh. Probably why would she ask
if you're there watching it with your dad and it comes on. That'd be so embarrassing.
It is. I swear. I'm going, I can't believe it. They're telling you. It's that Schumer girl. She's doing all the ones, and people are like on the toilet, and she goes, I know, you need a Tampax. And then she goes, is your flow, is it big or is it little? This is on TV. And
wow.
She goes, well, it's kind of a lot. Just, well, then you need our extra large. And she hands it to her, and I'm going, what the hell is this on TV?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to look that up, too, when we go off air. I'm going to go on YouTube and search this, because I'm sure there's something about it on YouTube.
Okay. All right, so let me know when we're going to do the menopause thing, okay?
All right.
Okay, I will. You guys go have
a
great night. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. If you were to scrutinize my site, if you see any mistakes, please let me know, okay?
I will. But it looks so good. I'm so proud of you guys. All right. And thank you, Johnny. And everybody,
enjoy
your weekend. TGIF, everybody.
Aloha.
Bye.
Aloha.
From everyone at Life Lessons.